It is 6 p.m. on 4/26. Present at the table are the Senate conferees, Senator Pierce, Senator Torgerson, and Senator Ellis, House conferees, Representative Barnes, Representative Phillips, and Representative Curtula. We have before us a Chenoweth work draft. It's the M draft. It should be the conference CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Could we have a motion to adopt it for working purposes?
So moved.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the MCS has been adopted. The changes from the House CS for SCR number 1 include on page 2.
You want that?
I've got it right here. That's what I just got. On page 2, line 1, rather than having a particular number of members, instead we now just say composed of a number of members, and we added subsection 12. Other participants, as may be agreed to by the Commissioner of Environmental Conservation, the Senate and House members of the task force. We noticed that we inadvertently did not have anyone from the fishing industry specifically, nor did we have any members of local government specifically outlined, so they may or may not wish to be a part of the group. There were deletions of the earlier resolves on achieving response planning goals because those are now incorporated into Senate Bill 273. And when you go to page 3, there are changes in subsection 1. That say that DEC has the burden of showing why the response planning standard cannot be implemented using containment equipment that is readily available for purchase in the market. Old subsection 2 was deleted. New subsection 2 speaks to the practical measures to implement the standard west of 157 degrees longitude or north of 62 degrees north latitude. We know that there will have to be alternative compliance measures in far western Alaska waters. Subsection 3 is new. It's the portion that I believe Mr. Foos was speaking to that used to be in a previous version of the actual bill, but we want the task force to direct the use of fleet plans, vessel agents, generic contingency plans, so on and so forth, that will help meet that response planning standard. And 4 inspection measures should be included in the regulations, as we just deleted them out of the bill. So that's the CS, Madam Chairman.
Representative Phillips. I just made notes of what questions to make sure that we were including in here. So inspections plans are included, the contingency plans are included, and drills and exercises, do we need to identify them separately in there?
The contingency planning process includes drills and exercises as part of the statute.
Okay.
So I don't think that there needs to be any specific reference because we will be talking about those as part of the process.
Okay. Additional questions? Representative Curtula.
Thank you. Concerning subsection 1 that you just went over on page 3, Madam President, it's my understanding, even though that's written in a way that I think might be difficult, really the task force is going to be able to look at all of the ways that the tankers and railroad could achieve their contingency plans. So it's not that they're going to be stuck in trying to prove a negative. I mean, it's the language is somewhat difficult, and I just want to be sure that the task force is going to be able to tell us what makes sense rather than being constrained to just trying to prove that narrow thing.
I would agree that that's torturous grammar. Now, I don't want on the record, we will not be revisiting contingency plans for tankers. And so if you said tanker
non-tanker.
That is certainly not our intent, lest we have everybody in the state get excited.
No, thank you. Thank you.
But there has been an ongoing supposed concern, which I honestly don't subscribe to, that somehow as a part of meeting these planning standards, the different contingency plan holders and or their PRECs are going to have to go out and purchase a tremendous amount of new equipment. I still maintain that the amount of equipment in place around our state is probably sufficient, if not overly so in some cases. Southeast has suddenly got some overkill in terms of all these new barges. And so the cost overall, frankly, should go down in terms of maintaining that equipment. But that's what that language is getting to.
Thank you.
For example, Cook Inlet shippers do not want to see a task force come back that recommends that there be an escort vessel in Cook Inlet for the cargo carriers. I would certainly never expect to see that happen.
Thank you. Representative Phillips.
One more question. On the last further resolved, we say further resolved that the task force is terminated on the first day of the 22nd legislature. Do we want to put a phrase in there and when we want the report submitted?
That's actually in the bill.
It's in the bill.
Do we want to concur in the resolution?
It's on page 3, line 15.
All right. Thanks.
Additional questions, comments? There seems to be none. That being the case, back to you, Madam President.
I would entertain a motion to adopt
so
the
moved.
Committee report. Mm-hmm. Is there objection?
We need to adopt the CS first.
Well, we adopted it.
Excuse me. Okay.
So we have a motion to adopt the conference committee report. Is there objection? Hearing none, we have a new zero fiscal note from the conference committee, which I understand will be forthcoming, and we have two sets of these to sign. With that, the conference committee is adjourned. Thank you. Please sign that one for notarization.
You're welcome.